Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And I thank you for joining the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I am coming to you live from the Quicken Loans studio, national mortgage lender Quicken Loans. And you know what you do with Quicken Loans? It's very, very simple. You apply simply, you understand fully, and then you mortgage confidently. I appreciate you making the John Kincaid Show part of your regular routine. Tell your family, tell your friends, and be a part of the family. So much I want to get to, and I want to get to it quickly. Glad to have our producer, Anthony Pierno. And Shep is back with the show. Shep, part of the JK Show Alumni Association here at the network. And glad to have Shep back in town, fresh out of Memphis.
Hopefully he won't annoy anyone this morning.
He doesn't annoy me, so if he annoys you, deal with it, is what I will say. You deal with it. You deal with it. He annoys Peter Schwartz, though, obviously.
Well, yeah, I was alluding to sports update anchors.
Yeah, now, Shep, we ask you not to annoy Justin Shackle today.
My lips are sealed, JK.
I think that it's very, very funny. What, Shep, I've told you this before about talent in media. You and Peter Schwartz had a little dust-up last week. I would tell you, I've told you many times about people in my industry. Hypersensitive, thin-skinned media. People that sit behind the mic, we tend to be highly sensitive to criticism many times, unless we have been brought up where we are told to deal with it, which is the way I was brought up in the business. So, just so you know. So be prepared for that. And Anthony, you be good to Shep, because we're looking forward to having a good day today. Right off the bat, let me just take a little swipe at this one. I know that sometimes people pick sides. And in sports, many times we pick sides. If there is an argument between, you know, Anthony Pierno, our producer, and me, it might be between the Phillies and the Mets. He's a Mets fan. I'm a Phillies fan. So maybe we might have an argument and we'll pick sides on that and everything like that. But one thing I know you can tell people is that most people, if it's obvious, won't play the homer routine. For some reason, though, I always wonder why people pick sides when they don't have a skin in the game. When there's no reason to pick sides. When you just look at a story and evaluate it rationally. And what did I see yesterday as Florida State completely peed their pants? Dominated by Syracuse. Just dominated by Syracuse. Yeah, I got to say that correctly. It's not basketball. And Florida State got dominated by Syracuse. That is an embarrassment. Embarrassment. And we talked about it in the preseason. I wondered, what had Willie Taggart done to get a job like that? Now, I'm not going to pretend like I know it all, because I'm going to, in the next sentence, tell you about another coach after we get done with this one. But I see people falling all over themselves to try to defend Willie Taggart. What in the blank are you defending? Willie Taggart, whether he's... First of all, any assertion that he stepped into an empty cupboard at Florida State is a load of garbage. A load of garbage. Next to Clemson. If you take Clemson out of the mix, Florida State has more recruiting talent on their roster than any team in the ACC. So stop with the, well, Willie Taggart's got to go in there and clean up the mess that he was left. That is an absolute load of horse poopy. And that's if you believe recruiting, and we're all supposed to believe that 4 stars and 5 stars and 3 stars matter. So please, drop it with the Willie Taggart. Well, Willie Taggart has to go in there and clean up after Jimbo Fisher. That's a bunch of garbage. That's fake news. Why are you dying to put this narrative out there? Willie Taggart has gotten off to a completely horrendous start. Florida State should never be dominant. A loss to Syracuse in an odd game, I gotcha. An odd game where Syracuse at home gets a few bounces and beats you, sneaks by you, Florida State, I get it. I get it. It should never happen. Never happen. I am one of those people who told you that if I was the CEO and I was hiring a front man for my organization, that I would never hire Ed Orgeron. Never. With a capital N. And yes, today, I will reiterate that opinion. If I'm the CEO, I'm hiring someone to be the front man, I'm never hiring Ed Orgeron. But where I was wrong is Ed Orgeron has done a pretty nice job. And I completely underestimated that part of the equation. I'm still not hiring him as my spokesperson. I'm not hiring him as my front man. And he seems like a perfectly nice guy. I mean, it's not about him being a bad guy. He's a good guy. And so many people that I know that cover him, know him, whatever, love the guy. So it's not that. With me, it's I want someone as the front man of the organization with a little more panache, style, not a sort of a shtick. And he's definitely got a shtick. But I wanted to raise my hand and say, it's only September. But already, with wins over Miami and Auburn, I had it completely wrong on Ed Orgeron. You see, it's easy, folks. It's easy when you don't have a dog in the fight. It's easy to be able to call something out and judge it objectively. If you get it wrong, just say, look, I got it wrong. I'm still not hiring Ed Orgeron. I'm not. But Ed Orgeron takes guys like me and says, dude, I don't care what you're hung up on. I don't care what you expect out of your head coach. I know you want a guy that looks a little better, talks a little better, seems more corporate. Because sometimes you end up hiring guys, well, you can end up hiring guys like Scott Frost. You know Scott Frost, national championship. Oh, no, he's not. He just pretended that he was. You know Scott Frost. He won the national title. He told you he did. Him and the fraudulent folks at UCF that tried to steal the work of another team and steal the accomplishment of another team. And we talked about that at length, where you've got a football program that blatantly violates its own student code of conduct. Where taking credit for someone else's work, plagiarism, is grounds for going in front of like the honor board. And grounds for dismissal. They celebrate the football program doing that to Alabama, which is really just absolutely humorous, if it wasn't so freaking embarrassing. But Scott Frost goes into Nebraska, and oh, wait a minute. They lost to Troy. Oh, well, here's what you're going to hear. Well, Troy's really good, man. Just like don't underestimate Troy. And I'm not, because I will tell you, again, being in the South, I know enough people who know the caliber of athletes that they get that they recruit a pretty good player. And if you're not getting one of the big name schools, Troy has always been able to land some talents that have fallen through the cracks for other programs or for whatever reason haven't been able to land with the big schools. So they're not some clown show rolling into town. But Nebraska? Nebraska should never lose to Troy. At home, period. Don't spin it any other way. Don't make excuses for Scott Frost. Don't tell me, oh, man, he's got to build a culture here. And I'm just going to say this here, too, and I'll get into it a little bit later on. For announcers, for media members who represent a brand, So I'm talking to you, SEC Network. I'm talking to ACC, which will have a new network. I'm talking whatever representative you are, a Big Ten network, whatever it is, Pac-12 network. You don't always have to be a stinking homer for your network. And I'm going to tell you, I have a viewing review of the Big Ten network coming up this hour. And honestly, it to me, I expected to see Wayne's World, party time, excellent. It was amateur hour yesterday in the Big Ten Network. Absolute amateur hour yesterday. I was absolutely floored. And I'll have that for you coming up. You're not going to want to miss that for your Big Ten fans. Don't miss it at all. There's nothing worse, though, than a fraud fan. It was, I can speak from experience, that putting up with, it was entirely worth it. And I'd say I probably became a devout fan around fourth or fifth grade of the Eagles. It was worth it last year. It was worth it. Every tortured Sunday, every tortured moment was worth it to celebrate finally seeing them climb the mountain. But there's nothing worse than the fan who gets off for the bad years and then gets back on when they sense something's going right. I love my producer, Anthony Pierno. He is a devout Jets fan. He doesn't jump off. He doesn't get, too down where he says, you know what, I can't even watch my team anymore. He lines up every week. And Anthony, we talked about how exciting it would be to see your team start this year, and even if it was going to be like a 6-win season, how exciting it would be to potentially see Sam Darnold. One game in, Sam Darnold review quickly for me.
How great was that?
And even I loved seeing it.
Oh, that was fantastic.
I love
that
it.
Was
and
so
I,
much fun.
Better yet, I love the way he rebounded from his first pass.
And honestly, I think it might have been good for them to go right in the end zone and score, rather than have not gotten to the end zone,
right,
and then he have to sit there on the sideline and maybe kind of stew it over more. I thought that was actually a good thing that they actually returned and actually got in the end zone so he could get Darnold back out there right away again.
A young kid with a dog's memory, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Very impressive.
Being able to shrug it off, the kid looked great. One game, we don't know how bad Detroit is. I think they've got one of the worst pass rushes.
Yeah,
I think they got one of the worst pass rushes in football.
I think they're the worst team in that division.
But guess what? It still doesn't stink to have Sam Darnold and to get to watch him. And they're going to be
a road win is a road win in the NFL.
And there are going to be weeks when he has one touchdown, three interceptions. And I want to remind you that his rookie year, I'm not saying he's Peyton Manning by any stretch of the imagination.
Happen.
I'm not saying that. But Peyton Manning threw 29 interceptions his rookie year. So before you get any kind of like grand gestures about what he is. But to the fraud fireman, Ed.
He is a fraud.
A complete fraud.
Absolutely.
And now the Jets even seem to want to embrace this, that fireman Ed's coming back?
First off, the guy originally was a Dolphins fan, and then he retired from being the leader of the Jet Nation, and then now he's back. I mean, give me a break.
Guess what? You don't get to walk away from being the head of the nation or whatever it is. You don't get to walk away and say, I'm done with it, and then come back. No, you don't. You're not that important, Fireman Ed. Seriously, Fireman Ed's back today. Give me a break. Give me a break. Nothing worse than the fraud fan. Don't celebrate with the fraud fan today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.